There's a lot of buzz about biofuels. American farmers are planting lots of corn to be turned into ethanol. In Brazil, they make ethanol from sugarcane, and they've replaced nearly a third of their gasoline with it. In Malaysia and Indonesia, huge plantations grow palm oil for biodiesel. But there's a cost to these crops.
In the top chunk of soil, we lose 40% of the carbon from that soil when we convert it to agriculture.
Joe Fargioni says there's almost three times as much carbon in plants and soil as there is in the air. So when the soil is disturbed, it releases carbon. When rainforests are cut to plant sugarcane, it releases carbon. When peatlands are drained to plant palm trees, it releases carbon. Fargioni is a biologist. He did the study for the University of Minnesota and the Nature Conservancy. According to his calculations, clearing land to plant crops releases more carbon than we save when we burn biofuels instead of gas.
It's like taking out a loan and then trying to save money, but you can't save any money until you've paid off your debt. And the debts are so large that it'll take decades or centuries for us to pay off that debt.
We've released so much carbon into the air, it'll take years to capture it again. Midwestern farmers are plowing land that was once set aside for wildlife to plant corn for ethanol. Fargioni says that racks up a carbon debt that'll take about 90 years to repay. And cutting down a rainforest takes even longer to recapture the carbon. Farmers operate in a global market, so what Midwestern farmers do can affect the Amazon. Farmers usually alternate each year between corn and soybeans, but now some are planting corn every year to meet the growing demand for corn ethanol. Fargioni says that's prompting farmers in Brazil to clear more land for soybeans.
We can't ask the world's farmers to feed 6 billion people and then say, also produce energy without them requiring more land. And that land has to come from somewhere.
But we don't have to eliminate biofuels from the scene altogether. Fargioni says waste products from agriculture and forestry can be turned into fuel. They don't contribute to global warming. And farmers could plant perennial grasses like switchgrass, where they don't have to plow the field every year.
We can take land that's been degraded, plant it to perennials. There's carbon storage in the soil, and then we can harvest those perennials and use those for biomass, and that could have a real benefit.
He says we need policies that will make it profitable for farmers to grow these better biofuel stocks. Nathaniel Green is a policy analyst at the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the research shows the need to develop biofuels that really can address climate change.
We can do biofuels smart or we can do them stupid. We have to really choose.
Congress has noticed. The new federal energy bill actually does start encouraging these better biofuels. The law tells the Environmental Protection Agency to figure out the real global warming impact of the different biofuels. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.